From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. An explosion in the eastern Chinese city of Ningbo has killed at least two people, injured dozens more. That blast brought down buildings, shattered windows, and knocked holes in walls of buildings a kilometer away. There were conflicting reports of just what was at the site of the explosion. Some state media accounts said it was a factory building, while others said it was an area either scheduled for demolition or already demolished. Ningbo is about 100 kilometers south of Shanghai. Officials said that they had established no cause yet for the explosion, which occurred in a riverfront area. The airport on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali remains open despite the ash from a volcano that sent plumes of gray smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air. This man and his family tried to get a flight out of Bali when all flights in and out of the airport were suspended. It was the second time in less than a week the volcano had become active. About 25,000 people were evacuated from the slopes of the volcano to shelters. As the imam was about to deliver his Friday sermon in a mosque in Egypt's volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, terrorists struck, shouting Allahu Akbar, or God is great. The militants opened fire, and the resulting stampede, worshippers found the exits blocked with burning vehicles. In the end, 305 people, including 27 children, were gunned down and 128 injured. This is VOA News. A top official in Afghanistan has come under fire for seeming to confirm for the first time that neighboring Iran has recruited thousands of Shiite Afghans and warriors from other regional countries to fight in Syria. The deputy Afghan chief executive Mohammad Mahakik made the controversial statement during a trip last week to Tehran. His remarks were recorded on video and aired and reported by Afghan media, prompting critics to take to social media to denounce him and call for his removal from office. While addressing an international summit in Tehran of scholars from Iran and other Muslim nations, the Afghan deputy chief executive is shown praising one who commands foreign operations of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Thousands of people marched in protest held in countries throughout Europe and elsewhere to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. In Rome, protesters urged Italy's politicians to focus their attention on the issue and increase funding for shelters and other institutions that help women. In Paris, hundreds took to the streets after French President Emmanuel Macron announced an initiative to address violence and harassment against women in the country. Gregoire Thierry is a director general of International Coalition for the Abolition of Prostitution, and he spoke in Paris. According to the United Nations, violence against women and girls is one of the most widespread, persistent, and devastating human rights violations in the world today. An artificial earthquake caused by a North Korean nuclear test in September reportedly caused buildings to collapse and killed scores of people, including school children. That's according to South Korean media. On September 3rd, North Korea conducted its sixth nuclear test, successfully detonating a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb and one that could fit onto an intercontinental missile. The blast produced two shallow earthquakes. Where North Korea's nuclear test facility is located, U.S. and Chinese government seismologists reported this at the time. Authorities in Japan, South Korea, and numerous non-government experts in the United States confirmed that the earthquakes were likely the result of a nuclear test. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.